I'll hand over to John to introduce our first batch of news.
The evening news headline on Thursday, the 12th of March, was Terror in the Classroom, after a stabbing incident at Thorpe St Andrew's School. This was the second time the school was in the news this week. There was shock after anti-Semitic abuse during a football match. There was better news from the proposed University of East Anglia Dental School and from Norwich City Football Club, who were knocked out of the FA Cup in Leeds on Sunday, but won at home on Wednesday, after an impressive second-half recovery. Lynette will start with the shocking news from Thorpe St Andrew.
Pupils cowered under desks as their teachers barricaded classroom doors after a teenage girl was stabbed at the school. A day of terror unfolded at Thorpe St Andrew's School in Laundry Lane when the site was put into lockdown at 10:20 a.m. following the incident. Armed police quickly swarmed the campus, hunting for the suspect, who is believed to have fled the premises by jumping over a fence. A 15-year-old boy believed to be a pupil at the school was arrested about an hour later in Pound Lane, which runs next to the school, on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, and he was taken to Wyndham Investigation Centre for questioning. Panicked parents rushed to the school and waited anxiously at its gates and near police cordons for hours for news of their children inside the building. The victim, believed to be in Year 10, suffered minor injuries. Thorpe St Andrew's School is a mixed secondary school and sixth form, which has students aged 11 to 18. The school was recently rocked by allegations of anti-Semitic chanting during a football match against a Jewish school. Police said the stabbing on Wednesday was not believed to be linked to this incident.
A Norfolk school is facing serious questions after a visiting group of Jewish boys reported suffering anti-Semitic abuse during a football match. An under-15 team from the Jewish Free School, JFS, in London were playing in a National Cup quarter-final at Thorpe St Andrew's School when the shocking scenes unfolded. JFS pupils claim they were told to go back to the gas chambers and were called dirty Zionists by the crowd, which was said to be mostly comprised of pupils from the Norfolk School. Students from the JFS say the offensive remarks began from the moment the team started warming up on the pitch for last Thursday's match, which was the eighth round of the ESFA Boys Under 15 Schools Cup. They say they raised their concerns, but allege that staff from Thorpe St Andrew's School didn't seem to care and instead allowed the abuse to continue. But in a letter to parents, Penny Bignall, the principal, said anti-Semitic behaviour was completely unacceptable and the school had started a full investigation.
Hopes for a new dentistry school in Norwich to tackle Norfolk's dental desert, which stops people getting NHS treatment, has been handed a huge boost. The government has announced it will fund an extra 50 undergraduate dental places, and there's optimism that it will mean the University of East Anglia's dental school can finally be launched. The UEA has already accreditation from the General Dental Council to provide undergraduate dental training, and a £3 million dentistry centre is being created in a new extension of the Edith Cavell building at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The hope is that, once the school is established and dentists trained up, some will stay to work in Norfolk. The UEA intends to submit a bid for new dentistry training places when the Office for Students opens the process and will be ready to welcome its first students in September 2027.
Norwich City's FA Cup adventure is over for another season after a fifth-round defeat at Elland Road. After an afternoon that saw two other Premier League sides fall to lower league opposition, the Canaries were unable to spring a similar surprise as Leeds United secured a deserved 3-0 win to reach the quarter-finals. Goals from Sean Longstaff and Gabriel Goodmanson gave the hosts a comfortable two-goal cushion by half-time, before Joël Pirot added a late third to seal the victory.
Amankwa Forson scored a dramatic winner as Norwich City came from behind to claim three valuable championship points in a 2-1 home win over Sheffield United. The Canaries were as good as in the second half as they were poor in the first half, trailing at the break, but revitalised by some inspired substitutions from head coach Philippe Clement. City laid siege to the visitors' goal mouth and were finally rewarded on 68 minutes when the constant threat from corners finally paid off, Jack Stacey heading home sub Jacob Wright's delivery from 6 yards. The final man to come off the bench was Forson, and within minutes he'd curled in a left-footed shot which sealed what was ultimately an impressive win. City were desperate to wipe out any lingering doubts over their championship status. Forson may just have closed that particular book.